HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Palestinian militants Hamas fired a barrage of rockets at Israel's economic hub Tel Aviv on Tuesday in retaliation for an Israeli strike that destroyed a tower block in Gaza, as the foes traded their heaviest fire for several years. The sharp escalation, triggered by violence in Jerusalem, has killed at least 32 Palestinians in the blockaded Gaza Strip and 3 Israelis and wounded hundreds more. This is just the beginning of Israel's strikes, Defense Minister Benny Gantz warned. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh vowed that if Israel wants to escalate, we are ready for it. State governments across India will altogether be given 20 million doses to inoculate their 18 to 44 age group population from the roughly 85 million vaccines doses expected to be produced this month, according to a formula shared by the union government with the Supreme Court, in which the center said it has fixed quotas even for doses that states need to directly procure from vaccine makers. The union government has said that these 20 million doses will be sent to states based on how many people they have in the 18 to 44 age group in order to ensure doses are distributed in an equitable manner, but some states have complained that their allocation is inadequate. The World Health Organization said Wednesday that a variant of COVID-19 behind the acceleration of India's explosive outbreak has been found in dozens of countries all over the world. The UN Health Agency said the B.1.617 variant of COVID-19, first found in India in October, had been detected in sequences uploaded to the GISAID Open Access Database from 44 countries in all 6 WHO regions, adding it had received reports of detections from 5 additional countries. Police in an upscale Texas neighborhood searched Tuesday for a fugitive Bengal tiger that was seen roaming on lawns and streets until its apparent owner fled with the animal. That man, who already had legal troubles, was arrested Monday night for felony evasion of arrest after loading the tiger into a car and driving away, just as police arrived at his home in Houston. But there was no sign of the big cat. The tiger portion of the investigation is continuing, Houston police tweeted after the arrest of 26-year-old Victor Hugo Cuevas, whose lawyer insisted the tiger does not belong to Cuevas. The second national wave of the COVID-19 outbreak continues to take a toll on India, but its trajectory appears to be receding in at least 6 regions: Delhi, Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Telangana and Uttar Pradesh, with cases and positivity rates seeing a steady drop in the past few weeks. Meanwhile, another 3 states, Bihar, Gujarat and Jharkhand, are exhibiting early signs of a plateau, according to data analyzed by Height. To be sure, despite the relative recovery, several of these states remain among the worst hit regions as districts there continue to report a high volume of cases with respect to their populations.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.